Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Stand to your feet and let's pray. Stand to your feet and let's pray. Father, we thank you so much this morning. Lift up your hands for your presence and for your power. We thank you for helping us to have a successful camp and coming to the last day of our camp meeting. We pray that, Lord, you help us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, please take your seat. You are all looking powerful. Put your hands together for yourselves. And I must say that you have tried. Put your hands together for yourselves again. Okay. All of you, not even most of you, but all of you, this is your first camp meeting. Or this is not their first camp meeting. Some of them, this is their first camp meetings. Okay. And I like the way you have comported yourselves properly. All right. And I know that next year, we are going to have it in a bigger and a better way. Okay? Yes. Now, I want to learn something small before we leave. Or before we go and take our pictures, and then we leave. And for the past 3 days, we've been talking about how, everybody say how. Say how. You can become a strong Christian. So let's read all together. One go. How you can become a strong. When you get to the strong, you do like this. One go. How you can become a strong Christian. I'm not feeling the strong. Again. How you can become a strong. Obripon, Obripon, come and do it here. Let me see you. Come, Obripon, come. I like your macho. Put your hands together for Obripon. Obripon, so you show them what you should do. How, one go, how you can become a strong Christian. Obripon, do it well. Say a strong Christian. Yeah. And that's what we've been on. And the aim is that every one of you, Obripon, sit down. Every one of you become a very strong Christian, all right? I've been telling you so many things that happens when you become a strong Christian, okay? Or when your strength comes alive, don't chew the tag. Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Yeah, I think there are people who are still not here. Some people are not here. Hey. All right, this morning I'm talking about how to become a holy Christian. A very short session. How to become what? A holy Christian. How to become what? A holy Christian. We need holiness. Hey, it's the last day. Battery has charged. Hey, where is Esther? Oh, Esther is saying, ah, okay, we're happy. Oh, we should sleep again here. Or we should go. New coffee. Esther. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Bible says, Follow peace with all men. Everybody say, follow peace with all men. And with holiness. Say, and with holiness. Without which, no man shall see God. Follow men, follow peace with all men and holiness. Listen, holiness is a requirement in Christianity. I said what? Holiness is a major, it is a major requirement. Debbie, sit down. It is what? A major requirement. When you do everything, see, that's why the scripture is saying that finally, when you are strong in everything, you need to be strong in the Lord. And a sign that you are strong in the Lord is a sign that you are holy. Clap for Jesus. It is one of the attributes you must develop if you want to be a strong Christian. You cannot be a strong Christian mindless holiness. You cannot be a strong Christian and you are not holy. And once again, I will never preach holiness to adults. Yes. Look, any adult who is not holy, it's a personal decision. The person is intentional about not being holy. The person has made up his mind or her mind that he or she is never going to be holy. But to you, it is because you don't know. And so, you have to be taught how to be a holy girl and how to be a holy boy. I don't know whether you are not clapping what I'm preaching. You don't like it. Yeah. Anybody who has set out to become holy doesn't live his life anyhow. Yes. You live your life anyhow. You watch pornography. You watch bad movies. These things cannot make you holy as a young girl. And I know what I'm talking about. Some of you are on TikTok. You will see people on TikTok showing their breasts, showing panties, so that people can like their videos and pictures. All this, the way you do them, you are following the pattern and the course of this world. And I've been telling you that there are things that are running through. The friends you follow, following the world, following things that are non-godly, they are the things that weaken your foundation as a Christian. May your foundation never be weakened. Well, I said, may your foundation never be weakened. Yeah. This is very difficult to see people who are holy. And Bible says that if you are not holy, you cannot see God. Yeah. Bible spoke of Enoch. Bible said Enoch walked with God and he was not. He walked with God. Look, you must be holy to walk with God. Because God is holy. That's why I'm saying that anything God has, if you make it a habit to get closer to God, you will get the same thing. Yeah. God is a spirit. When you get closer to God, you become spiritual. God is holy. When you get closer to God, you become holy. I see you becoming holy in Jesus' name. Oh, I say, I see you becoming holy in Jesus' name. It's very nice as a young boy, as a young girl, that you can see visions and dreams. Very nice. Because Bible says that on the last day, Joel 2:28, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. I see you prophesying. Well, I said, I see you prophesy. Yeah. Your sons and daughters. Sit up, sit up. We are going home. Sit up. It's not time to be tired. We just started. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. As you are going back to your church, as you are going back to your church, it should be your aim that you are going to live a holy life. A life that is devoid of sin. May you also walk with God, just like Enoch did. And God, you see, he walked with God so much that God took him away. He didn't die. God just said, look, this guy, he's my friend. And God said, look, come and be with me in heaven. He didn't die. Enoch was one of the people who didn't die. There were a few, another one was Elijah. Elijah too didn't die. He was taken. When you die, it's a very sorrowful moment too. We are now going to look for coffin and casket to bury. People are now coming to cry. This guy, they was there, and God said, hey, you are my friend. But sin called heaven. And they went. Holy. Holiness will make you strong. People are attracted to holy people. Yes. Don't watch pornography. Don't masturbate. Look, my radio program I do, I hear a lot of this. Sometimes you see young people who say they started masturbating at the age of 8, 9, 10, 12. People started watching pornography. Look, I had a church member. One day she came to me. Early in the morning, we came to church. She said, Pastor, I want to tell you something. I said, tell me. She said, I have a problem. I said, what is the problem? She said, I have been watching pornography. I said, when did this start? He said, it started when I was 10 years old. I said, what 10? I said, what happened? He said, our house, there's Wi-Fi. And I think their mother gave everybody phone. 10 years, he has a phone. That's why when we see you with a phone and we are worried, and your mother will say it's because we are poor. That's why we cannot afford phone for our children. Yeah. So she has a phone. There is free Wi-Fi in the house. And one day she went to school. When she went to school, she said they were in the class like this. And a mate of hers said, www.something. So when she went home, she decided to find out what was in www.something. When she key in, things she shouldn't see were the things she was seeing. She said she began watching. She watched, and she said she's been watching that thing for the past 3 years. From 10 years up to 13 years when she was telling me that story. Anything that is holding on to you, that is not trying to make you holy, we cast it out in Jesus' name. Yeah. Listen, these things are real. Because you see, the devil has decided that he wants to spoil your life. When I'm preaching, you don't talk. The devil has decided that he wants, you see, Michael, the devil knows what you will become in future. Even if he doesn't know, he knows that the way you are following Jesus Christ, your future will be bright. So the best thing he can do is to destroy your life now. Hey, the devil is not interested in your parents. Who? No, I am saying it. If like, call the devil right now and ask him. Ask him that, is he interested in your parents? The people he would destroy who are older, he has destroyed them already. The devil is interested in people like this. Come. The devil is interested in people like you. If the devil can get this girl to be destroyed, a whole generation will be destroyed. Yeah. That is why my battle with the devil is a personal one. You understand? My battle with the devil concerning the lives of children is a personal battle. It is not a community battle. I have taken on the devil personally. I will give him a showdown. He will see something he hasn't seen before. Yeah. And he says, and some of you, we simply have to snatch you even from the hands of your parents. Because some of the things you watch which don't make you holy, it's your parents who encourage it. It's your parents who encourage it. Lift up your hand. Say, I will be holy. Oh, we are close, you know. If you don't say it, well, we'll be here like 12. Say, I will be holy. Yeah. The devil is a very wicked guy. The devil is a wicked person. Very wicked. But he will not succeed. I said he will not succeed. He can never destroy your life. I pray for you. He knows. He knows how bright your future will be. Debbie, the devil knows. But he will use every avenue, every opportunity to spoil your life, to make you a non-entity, to make you a useless person. That's what I'm saying, that if you doubt what I'm preaching, go, just pick your phone right now and call the prodigal son and ask him. When the devil was done with him, he was eating with pigs. He was eating toilet with pigs. And amazingly, it was the younger son, not the elderly one, the younger son. Yeah. So the younger you are, the more foolish you are. And the more you are susceptible, you don't even understand a success. The more you are at risk to the devil by your generation, he will never have an upper hand on you. I say, but for your generation, God is keeping you. I say, but for your generation, the blood of Jesus is covering you. In Jesus' name. Holiness. 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 Yeah. A holy person is somebody who keeps all the commandments of God. Yes. All the commandments God has given. A holy person keeps those commandments. And if you can keep the commandments of God, you are on your way to becoming a holy person. Number two, a holy person fear and respect his parents. Don't respect your mother. You don't respect your father. You don't respect anybody. Every time you say your heart has come. How much is your heart that has come? Your heart is from where? Yeah. Anybody you see who is holy, the person has what we call proper respect for elderly. Next one. I'm just going through. A holy person does not worship idols. Yes. Do you know an idol? An idol is anything that takes the place of God in your heart. And in 1 John chapter 5, verse 22, Bible says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. It's clear. Little children. Television is an idol. Television. You sit down and watch television for 5 hours. You are watching one cartoon for 5 hours. Anything that takes the place of God in your heart is an idol. Yeah? 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 A holy person does not steal. Holy person does not steal. Anything that doesn't belong to you, we don't take it. Learn it from today. If the thing is not for you, don't take it. Stealing is not good. The result of stealing is death. It's not good. If you are here and you are a thief, stop it. Stop stealing. You find something that doesn't belong to you, give it out to the person. Next one. A holy person does not tell lies and deceive people. I said what? A holy person does not tell lies. If you keep telling lies, there is no way you are going to be holy. Where are you going to pass to be holy? You will never be holy because you are a deceiver. And you see, anybody who tells lies, your father is the devil. The devil is your father. He's your uncle. He's your auntie. He's your family member. He's everything. You like telling lies. Some of the things you lie about is not necessary. You just lie. It's like every time you want to lie, even if you say good morning, Christ, a lie. You lie too much. Next one. A holy person does not use the name of God in vain. I swear. Hey! Doesn't use what? The name of God in vain. You look like you are tired already, or you are not tired. I'm not tired, but you look dope, or you are hungry. I'm closing so that you can go and eat. They eat, cry, what eating? I'm going home to go and eat. I'm going to go and eat fried rice. A holy person does not cheat. You get it? A holy person does not what? Cheat. Cheat in exams. Cheat in exams. You cheat your younger siblings. When they give you money to share, you tear their money top. But this is kind of so. You are supposed to give the girl 10 CDs. You have given him 6 CDs. You are keeping the 4 CDs. And your sister will be crying and come to your class. My money. Say, hey, I've given it to her. You have cheated her. Hallelujah. Yeah. I love what I'm preaching. A holy person does not spread bad stories. Gossiping. If you gossip, you are not holy. You are weakening the foundation of your Christian life. Yeah. When you gossip about people, when you laugh. I was here when somebody was quoting the scripture. The person is not able to quote. You start laughing at the person. We don't do that. Strong Christians don't do that. And remember I said that a strong Christian is somebody who helps other people. You are laughing at the person. If the person cannot quote the scripture, the best you can do is to even clap and encourage the person. We don't laugh at people. No, don't laugh. Never laugh at anybody. What do you have that you didn't get? Is God that blessed all of us? Why are you laughing at somebody? Yeah? I say yeah. Tell your neighbor yeah. Yeah. I have a lot here. I have a lot. They are higher than you. Higher than you. They are very high. They are high. But I'll sum all of them up. A holy person does not commit fornication. This fornication, I said it here and I'll say it again. Some of you, your classmate, your boyfriend is in your class. Boyfriend. You're in classes, but you have a boyfriend, two boyfriends. One is in JHS 2. One is in class 5. And you yourself, you are in classes. Okay. Today, if you go and call them, and even your class teacher cry, he's talking to you. If you go, tell them that you came to meet a certain pastor. They say they call him Reverend E.K. Say he doesn't like that idea, cry. He's angry that you people are doing boyfriend, girlfriend. And that Reverend E.K. says he should stop that thing, that foolish thing, he should stop. If he say he doesn't understand, give my number to him to call me. 0546055916. He should call me. Call me. And I'll tell him sense. I'll pump sense into his head. Are you still here with me? Oh, you are quiet on me. Okay, let me just be. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
Holiness is important. Look, this book, get it too. But your shirts are nice, pal. Do you like the shirts? We are all looking nice. Holiness. Bible says without that. Look, there are things you will need to see people. But I say, without the holiness, you cannot see God. You cannot. Because these things that I've mentioned, they are things that will defile you. They are things that will spoil you. Hey, why are you standing? You are feeling sleepy. Why did you eat garri this morning? Sit down. I don't eat garri. Janita, will you sit down before I change my mind? Sit down. Amen. Hallelujah. To be what? A holy Christian. Holy are you, God, all creation, all you, God, worthy is your name. We worship your majesty, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow down and worship you. It should be your aim to be holy. Don't let anything spoil your spirit. We want to raise an army of young people who are holy in our churches. Amen. Yeah. That's why I like the slogan for the Pentecost. It said, "Krong krong, myra day." Krong krong. But you don't just say the krong krong with your mouth. You must practice the krong krong. You must practice the. You'll be better off by telling your parents not to buy you food. Because having a phone is the beginning of your problems. Having a phone. Just a mobile phone. You don't even need the tablet. They'll use the tablet to study. Do research. Research, babe. That holding a phone in itself is the beginning of your unholiness. Because the moment you have a phone, you are prone to watching anything and everything. Let me sit well. You are angry with me. Well, Obripon is happy. Where is Obripon? Oh, Obripon, I'm happy for you. Obripon, I'll come and visit you, okay? Now you are my friend. When we close, I'll take picture with you. When we go out, I'll take picture with you, okay? Report is the star of the camp. I see an army of holy children. Oh, I said I see an army of holy children. Be holy. Holiness is very important. And you see, it is the topic people don't want to hear in our churches. It's the topic. If you see somebody saying that, if you see somebody saying that we are all humans and we all make mistakes, so that somebody is about to misbehave. We are all humans and we all make mistakes. Yeah. And you be a holy girl. When people get closer to you, they will feel the holiness. Yeah. The holiness is something you can't feel. Holiness is something anybody who is holy, when people get close to you, those people, they feel filthy. It's like you have bathed and the other person has not bathed. Yeah. There are so many useless things that when you do them, you defile your body and you defile your soul. You spoil yourself. You see, and the devil makes you think that it is right to do them. Because now it has become the norm. Even as I speak now, it's difficult to correct dressing in church. The things people wear to church. It's difficult to. Those days, when people are coming to church, this is a jalabia. Said the thing is jalabia up to the leg. are now crying. It's not easy. It's not. If you say no, they will get angry and they will leave church. Say they will get angry and they will leave church. But you are becoming holy in Jesus' name. I say you are becoming holy in Jesus' name. I say you are becoming holy in Jesus' name. May the spirit of holiness come upon you. The spirit of holiness. The spirit of holiness. It's a spirit. It's a spirit God will give you. You begin to see dreams and visions. Yeah. Holy person is an admirable person. People like you. Yeah. Why do you think that anytime you see Reverend Yamwa, you are excited? That's a holy man. That's a holy man. There is something around them. There's something around them that you cannot explain. There's just something. Hey. Holy men of God. When you see them, you don't know, but there's an attraction about them. And I pray that spirit will come upon your life. Oh, I said that spirit will come upon your life. Yeah. From today, you are going to be holy. You are going to live a holy life. Bible said that follow peace with all men. And without holiness. I like that scripture. And without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. No man shall see. If you are the only requirement to see the Lord is when you are holy. So without it, you cannot see the Lord. You will see the Lord face to face. Yeah. Because if you are doing bad things, how will God reveal himself to you? How many of you want to see God? How many of you? There's a song we sing in the church. We say, we want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across. We want to see Jesus. How do you see Jesus? If you are living a very bad life, how will you see Jesus? How will you see Jesus? I pray for you that God will open your eyes to see him. You will see the Lord face to face. Hey, people like Moses, they experienced God and they saw God. They experienced God. Listen, there is nothing nice about serving the devil. The devil, his kindness, Bible says that his kindness is cruelty. His kindness is cruelty. The devil. Oh, yes, she's who? So, Ben Nam Keke. Say, yeah, you're crawford here. Say, yeah, only baby. Where are you going? Oh, shy. Don't serve the devil. Don't give the devil a chance. When we are officiating marriages, one of the things we tell people is that this union is forever. If anyone will break this union, it is the devil. Don't give him the chance. Don't give him the chance. If anybody wants to destroy you, it is the devil. It is the devil who doesn't like you and wants to destroy you. It is the devil. You are escaping from the traps and from the schemes and from the net of the devil in Jesus' name. Oh,
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.